When President Obama was in office, there were several attempts on the part of the House to repeal Obamacare. None of them passed, and or in some cases they passed the House, but they never passed the Senate. And I think there's a couple of examples where Obama himself then vetoed that legislation. But now we have a situation where the Republicans control the House, Republicans control the Senate, and the Republicans control the presidency, but repealing Obamacare is proving to be a very tricky thing. We're going to talk about this right now with a man who is both a medical doctor before and after he served several years in the U.S. Congress, representing a district, the 10th District in Georgia. His name is Dr. Paul Brown, and Brown is spelled B-R-O-U-N, and he has some specific ideas about ending Obamacare because he was one of those congressmen that actually had a proposal back drafting a bill to end Obamacare. Dr. Brown, so good to have you on. Or should I call you congressman? I don't know which you prefer.
Well, actually, my best title that I've ever had, the one I enjoy the most, is when somebody says, Paul Brown, my doctor, but my friends call me Paul. So please, doctor, you can call me Paul.
Okay. All right. Well, Congressman, tell us about your particular bill to repeal Obamacare.
Sure. It's H.R. 2900 in the 113th Congress. And
okay. You're it's hard to hear you right now.
Okay. Well, it's H.R. 2900 in the 113th Congress.
That's better. Mm-hmm.
It totally repeals Obamacare. And it does some very innovative things. What it does is it puts money where it needs to be, and that's to take care of patients, and puts patients and doctors in charge of all of their health care decisions. And until we get the federal government out of setting policy, setting pricing, as well as get the mandates off of the health care system, that all of those things cause the price to go up for everybody, we're going to continue to see an escalation of the cost of all goods and services in the healthcare industry. And my bill would do that. I did some very innovative things, such as I would give people a tax credit to give money to indigent care in their local community. They take it right off the top of their taxes. And if you think about that, what that does is it takes money out of the hands of the bureaucrats and the politicians in Washington and puts it where it should be, and that's taking care of folks that need the care. We've got two healthcare clinics in Athens, Georgia, one of which I worked with, one which is a Christian-based clinic. It's called Mercy Clinic, where we not only took care of people from their physical needs, but we also tried to help them with their spiritual needs as well, to help them to know that they need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is a clinic where people could come if they didn't have any insurance. It would be free for them. If they could pay a little bit, there was a sliding scale fee. People could give money to Mercy Health Clinic and take it right off the top of their income taxes. And so it would go directly to patient care instead of paying bureaucrats in Washington. There's another clinic in Athens, Georgia called Athens Neighborhood Health Clinic that does the same thing. There are clinics like these all over the country.
Including more secular-based ones. I'm just asking.
That's right.
Okay.
Or people give money to a hospital, their local hospital for injured care, and again, they would take it right off the top of their income taxes. So the money would go to take care of people who are in need. Also in the bill gave a tax credit to doctors to see indigent patients. Over 40 years of practicing general medicine, family medicine, I'm a family doctor, I have literally given away over several hundreds of thousands of dollars of my services to take care of people who are in need.
Right.
People who could not pay me, and that was fine. And a lot of doctors, particularly of my generation, would do that. We expected to give away our services if people couldn't pay. So we would give a physician a tax credit. I don't get anything, haven't gotten anything for those free services I've given away over the years that I've practiced medicine. In fact, under federal law today, if a doctor takes Medicare and he gives away his services to a patient, they could literally put the doctor in jail for seeing people for free, which is absolutely stupid. It's inane that is so, but that is what the law is. Not only could they put the doctor in jail, but they can also make him give back every penny he's gotten from the federal government for Medicare services that he or she has received.
That's like that old phrase, no good deed goes unpunished. Okay, now,
that's right.
All right, you bring up your bill. Obviously, you're no longer in Congress. You left, I guess, in 2015. So what do you think we need to do to change, Obamacare, to repeal it once and for all?
Well, we've got to get rid of it. But the Ryan Care bill is a disastrous bill because it continues to have the federal government setting policy. Also, all of the mandates on the healthcare system stay in place. Let me give you a good example of how the mandates increase the cost to everybody. When I was
talk closer to your phone, please.
When I was in a small rural community in Southwest Georgia, I had a automated lab that I had in my office that I would do tests. And if somebody came in, say they had sinusitis or bronchitis, I would do what's called a complete blood count, a CBC, to see if they had a bacterial infection and thus needed antibiotics, or if it was a viral infection or an allergy. Any of the three could give exactly the same symptoms, including the color of the mucus that they're producing, the fever, et cetera. So people who have bacterial infections need an antibiotic. The others, if you give them an antibiotic, you're wasting their money and you also could be harming them. So I would do a CBC to give good quality care to my patients. Well, Congress passed a law called CLIA, the Clinical Laboratory Improvement Act, that outlawed my little lab. It shut down doctors' labs all over the country. When I was running my lab, I would charge $12 for a CBC. I'd get that done in 5 minutes. When the CLIA law was passed into being, or when it became the law of the land, then I had to send patients over to the hospital to get their CBC. It took them 2 to 3 hours to get the results. And it cost $75.
$75 versus $12.
Versus $12. And that's just for one test, for one patient, one time.
Yeah.
Just think what that did to the cost of insurance and the cost of all of health care all across this country.
Why did they pass such a law?
Well, Congress thought that we needed to have quality results in labs. And the federal government has basically taken the position that doctors shouldn't be doing things like labs in their office because they might make a little money off of it. And that's the reason that they passed CLIA. But that's just an example of how the mandates on the healthcare system run up the cost for everybody. We've got to put the patients and doctors in charge of making healthcare decisions. So Obamacare must be ripped out by the roots. Ryan Care is a terrible bill. I have done everything I could over the last several weeks to try to stop Ryan Care because it's still a government-run healthcare system, and all the problems that create high prices and poor quality healthcare, rationing of care, are still in place under the Ryan bill. So we must repeal Obamacare.
All right, let me ask you this. Go ahead. If they repeal Obamacare, is there some way to at least grandfather in or to phase out over time those millions of people who've been added to insurance rolls through Obamacare so that they don't feel like they're being tossed under the bus, so that the liberal Democrats will say, oh, look, you're hurting all these poor people?
Well, the thing is, the exchanges would go away after a while, but those people still have insurance. Because their insurance wouldn't be canceled. They would just have to go to the marketplace and buy insurance. And if we can open up the marketplace so that the insurance companies don't have monopolies like they do today, then insurance costs will come down. We need to give people the ability to get involved in a pool of where anybody in this country could get into an insurance pool and could have a whole smorgasbord of insurance policies that they could buy whatever is good for their family so that they could buy what they need at a price that they can afford. And then that's what my bill does. And a lot of Republican bills do the same thing. And in fact, what Paul Ryan was talking about in the third tranche of his plan, we would get those association plans is what they're called. Let me give you an example about that. I'm a Rotarian. We could have a Rotary pool, and anybody who has any connection with Rotary, even if they know about Rotary, if they bought a barbecue chicken from a Rotary, they could, you know, whatever the qualifications might be, we could have a Rotary pool. We could have a pool for just about anything and everything so that you'd have these huge insurance pools all across this nation, and then people could buy what kind of insurance that they need at a cost that they could afford. So those are the kind of plans that we need to put in place. That's what my Patient Option Act, Option Act, H.R. 2900, did, is it opened up the marketplace. It would lower the cost of insurance. Actually, it would make every good and service within the healthcare field much cheaper than it is today. It would provide access to good quality healthcare for all Americans, and it will save Medicare from going broke. That's the reason I was have been very hopeful that the Congress, somebody within the Freedom Caucus, somebody over in the Senate, or Donald Trump himself would embrace the Option Act and make it Trump care, because then that will take care of all the problems, virtually all of the problems that we have where people cannot buy insurance today. Most people would be able to afford to buy it. If they couldn't afford to buy it, they could go to a free clinic. People would be given money to the free clinics because they would get a tax credit. It would make more money available for indigent patients. And then everybody would have good quality health care at a much cheaper price.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. And I'm sure if people go on your website, they'll be able to read your bill. Is that right?
Or I'm not sure if it's on the website. What?
Are there some articles about it?
Mm-hmm. PaulBrown.com was my campaign website when I ran for Congress last year, unsuccessfully, by the way. But we're changing it over, and hopefully within the next few days it's going to be changed over to the general information website. But they can go on congress.gov and put in a search engine. They can look at the congress.gov. There's a way to search for a bill. You have to go to the 113th Congress, because that's when I introduced it.
113.
And you put in H.R. 2900, and they can read it.
Okay.
It's written in plain English.
Plain English. Okay, good. And your website for more information is Paul Brown. Brown is spelled BROUN.com.
Right.
Okay, Dr. Brown and Congressman Brown, thank you so much for being with us.
And my email address is paul@paulbrown.com. People can contact me that way. Yes, yeah, BROUN. My family either can't spell or can't pronounce. I'm not sure which, but it's paulbrown.com. And email address, paul@paulbrown.com.
All right, and thank you, Doctor and Congressman. We appreciate your time. All right, God bless,
well,
and all the best.
I appreciate your time, and I'd appreciate people praying for me. I've got to stay in this fight. I'm a Marine. I believe in liberty and freedom, and I believe in the Constitution as the Founding Fathers meant for it to be, where we're supposed to have limited government, enumerated powers, and Congress is not supposed to be, and government's not supposed to be as big as it is, and I've got to stay in that fight somehow, so I'd appreciate people's prayers.
All right.
For God to open a door for me. Thank you.
Thank you now. God bless. Bye-bye.